today.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Christmas, the birthday of Jesus, part 2. My scripture comes from St. Matthew 1, 18 through 25. My text comes from the 24th and 25th verses, which states, "Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus." Though Herod was very old and never had shown affection for his family and was not himself likely to live till a newborn infant had grown to manhood, he began to be troubled with the dread of arrival. He understood not the spiritual nature of the Messiah's kingdom. The wise men did not arrive at the time of Jesus' birth in a manger, but up to 2 years later, when Jesus was living in a house. They fell down and worshiped him. They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What a joy these wise men felt upon their sight of the star. None knew so well as those who, after a long and melancholy night of temptation and desertion, under the power of a spirit of bondage, at length received the spirit of adoption, witnessing with their spirits that they are the children of God. We may well think what a disappointment it was to them when they found a cottage was his palace, and his own poor mother the only attendant he had. However, these wise men did not think themselves baffled, but having found the king they sought, they presented their gifts to him. The humble inquirer about Christ will not be stumbled at finding him and his disciples in obscure cottages, after having in vain sought them in palaces and populous cities. Is a soul busy seeking after Christ? Would it worship him? And does it say, "Alas, I am a poor creature and have nothing to offer"? Nothing? Hast thou not a heart? Thou unworthy, though unworthy of him, dark, hard, and foul. Give it to him as it is, and be willing that he will use and dispose of it as it pleases him. He will take it and will make it better, and thou shalt never repent having given it to him. He shall frame it to his own likeness, and will give thee himself, and be thine forever. The gifts the wise men presented were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Providence sent them as a seasonable relief to Joseph and Mary in their present poor condition. Thus our Heavenly Father, who knows what his children need, uses some as stewards to supply the wants of others and can provide for them even from the ends of the earth. The Egyptian border lay approximately 90 miles from Bethlehem. Jesus and his family would be safe from Herod the Great in Egypt, since it was outside his jurisdiction. Egypt had been a house of bondage to Israel, and particularly cruel to the infants of Israel. Yet it is to be a place of refuge to the Holy Christ Jesus. God, when he pleases, can make the worst of places serve the best of purposes. This was a trial of the faith of Joseph and Mary, but their faith being tried was found firm. If we and our infants are at any time in trouble, let us remember the situation of distress in which Christ was when he was an infant. Herod killed all the male children, not only in Bethlehem, but in all the villages of that city. Unbridled wrath, armed with an unlawful power, often carries men to absurd cruelties. How early did persecution against Christ and his kingdom begin? Herod now thought that he had baffled the Old Testament prophecies, and the efforts of the wise men in finding Christ. But whatever crafty, cruel devices are in men's hearts, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Egypt may serve to sojourn in or take shelter in for a while, but not to abide in. Christ was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. To them he must return. Did we but look upon the world as our Egypt, the place of our bondage and banishment, and heaven only is our Canaan, our home, our rest, we should as readily arise and depart thither when we are called for, as Joseph did out of Egypt. The family must settle in Galilee. Nazareth was a place held in bad esteem, and Christ was crucified with this accusation: Jesus, the Nazarene. Wherever providence allots the bounds of our habitation, we must expect to share the reproach of Christ. Yet we may glory in being called by his name, sure that if we suffer with him, we shall also be glorified with him. By Katie Kendallon, December 8, 2023. A group of high school students are being hailed as heroic Good Samaritans for their efforts to save a mom and her two young children. The mom and her children, ages 2 and 3, were walking to their car in a school parking lot Tuesday afternoon in Layton, Utah, when they were run over by a car and became trapped underneath. Lieutenant Travis Lyman of the Lyman Police Department told Good Morning America. When police responded to the scenes around 3 minutes after receiving a 911 call, a group of teenagers and school officials were already working to lift the car off the mom and her young kids, according to Lyman. 3 minutes doesn't sound like a long time, but certainly in a critical incident like this, when stress is high, that seems like a really long time, Lyman said, adding of the students. But they did rally, and we're proud of them for getting involved in helping the way they did. Surveillance video captured by the school, Layton Christian Academy, shows students rushing immediately to the scene to help. Chris Crowder, the school CEO, told Good Morning America that as soon as he saw that the mom and kids were trapped under the car, he ran to get even more students to help. "I ran back in the building to grab as many students as possible," Crowder said. "The car was just on top of them and squishing them. It was a small car, so there was very little clearance." Students from the Layton Christian Academy in Utah rushed to help a mother and her two kids trapped under a car on December 5, 2023. Crowder said that the students helped to lift the car up on one side until it was high enough that a student was able to reach under the car and pull out the mom and one of her children, while the other child was able to escape from underneath the car on his own. They knew what to do, that they had to do something, Crowder said to the students. We are very proud of them. Jesus was born, and he lived and was crucified to redeem us from our sins. Therefore, let us love him and have faith in him so that we may receive eternal life with him. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is God Loves You. When my son was a teenager, God used him to save a young boy from drowning while whitewater rafting along the Nantahala River. When asked by a reporter how he was able to save the young boy, my son replied, "It was the hand of God." That's the good news of God's love. It reaches out to save us when we are drowning, not from water, but from our sin. From Genesis to Revelation, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest height can be expressed in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, which declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This great verse portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply, and it shows God's rescue plan for mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's take a closer look at this great verse. God, the greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. God loves you more in 1 second than anyone could love you in a lifetime. But are your feelings or circumstances blocking you from accepting God's love? It doesn't matter if you are young or old, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, tall or short, big or small, single or married, straight or gay, sophisticated or ordinary, black or white, or anyone in between, God still loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, be encouraged, because God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and know that God is love and God loves you.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9.